Hello, Guided Life readers. This is Jackie Trotman, and I decided I'd try something new and have you listen to my e-zine. And this one in particular, I wanted to speak because I am literally speaking my closing line that I always use, which is peace and blessings. And today I wanted to share with you why I wish you peace and blessings. These two words have many meanings, so I wanted to share the meanings that I give to these words. The meaning of peace I am wishing for you is to have freedom of the mind from fear and anxiety, and to find silence or stillness and find peace with God. My peace comes from accepting God's love for me and that He is not the great scorekeeper in the sky judging my every action. It also means the peace of Christ and my wish for you to receive this peace. My final definition is the Hebrew word for peace, shalom. While there are many meanings in Hebrew, the meaning I want to share is that of completeness or wholeness. I wish you shalom, to be whole. The blessings part, or to be blessed, sadly, this term has become almost trite. Someone tells you, be blessed. When you sneeze, someone says, bless you. I love Frederick Buchner. He describes the biblical meaning of blessing in his book, Wishful Thinking, A Seeker's ABC. In the biblical sense, if you give me your blessing, you are irreversibly convey into my life not just something of the beneficent power and vitality of who you are, but something also of the life-giving power of God, in whose name the blessing is given. Even after old half-blind Isaac discovered that he had been hoodwinked into blessing the wrong twin, he could no more take the blessing back and give it to Esau again than he could take the words out of the air and put them back into his mouth again. Frederick Buchner continues to say, religious language has come to such a pass that perhaps, quotes, luck of all words suggests the reality of this better than blessing. Everybody knows that luck has magic in it, and when you have it, you really have something. It may see you through hard times. It may win you the sweepstakes. A blessing, on the other hand, has come to seem something on the order of a Hallmark friendship card. I'm reminded of an incident when I was working for a company that helped churches raise funds through a program we developed. It was my responsibility to find sponsors for the program. I had landed a contract with a major computer company. My initial contact was with a lovely Christian man. We struck up a deep connection almost immediately. His boss, however, was not a Christian. And when his boss visited the various congregations, he had picked up on the, quote, religious speak. The words bless and blessings were code words that he picked up on. When he spoke to the congregations, he dropped in these code words to be talking the talk. The words worked, but his manager and I knew that it was a hollow blessing. My meaning of blessing is to invoke or call upon God's favor for you. I ask that God bless you with peace, joy, and abundance. Thank you all for being such a blessing to me. I love hearing from you, how you are learning to trust God in your lives, and sharing stories and challenges that you might have with me. As the body of Christ, we all share in each other's joys and sorrows. So, now you know why I say peace and blessings, and may you have peace, shalom, and be blessed. Until next time, I wish you peace and blessings.